We have three letters in the postbag this week. The first is from Bill Woolner of Swanton Morley, who writes about the nuisance in the skies above the city. Over the past few years, there's been a marked increase in the numbers of red kite and buzzards to be seen hunting above our rooftops for one of their target prey species, namely wood pigeon. These flying rats, as they are known around Norwich Market, are also a nuisance in areas such as the estate on which I live. Whereas in the past they would be looking for food out in the fields, they now opt for the easy life, sitting on the rooftops waiting for ample bird food to be put out by, I suppose, well-meaning residents. How pleasing it is to see startled pigeons suddenly forsaking their TV aerial perches to scatter far and wide in total panic. They have no time to splatter the cars, windows and washing with their droppings as a hungry hunter arrives on the scene. In my youth, we never saw raptors, as they were killed by gamekeepers in order to protect the numbers of game birds in their care. In fact, to me, it is a wonder that the raptors survived extinction, but I am mighty pleased that they did.
Lynn Hubbard of Downham Market also has a comment on the birds over Norwich Market. The so-called flying rats, which I appreciate are a nuisance to Norwich Market users and stallholders, may be pigeons, but they are not wood pigeons, which is a completely different pigeon species. The market flocks are of feral pigeons, which are common to many built-up areas, in particular town centres. The wood pigeon isn't usually found in a massive flock, as is its feral cousin, and in its own way is quite endearing, with its coo-cooing song and rather clumsy and ponderous approach to bird feeders in back gardens. So I feel it is a bit of an insult to call them flying rats, thus bracketing them with their feral cousins, although I admit they can be rather greedy if they get to the feeders first. However, because of their size, they cannot usually balance on feeders, relying on what the smaller birds drop on the ground, which they then happily hoover up. Incidentally, I have seen the odd red kite around, and this is a good thing, as it wasn't that long ago when this majestic bird of prey was seriously endangered, and its comeback is to be heralded as yet another success in the never-ending fight to aid the existence of our precious wildlife.
Taking the tree down has Ian MacDonald of Billericay writing in. So Christmas is all over again, bar the shouting. We've still got sales in the shops and New Year parties, but people are already asking when they should, or can, without feeling guilty, take their tree down. Probably thinking of the partridge in a pear tree and the 12 days of Christmas, many of us leave our tree standing until Twelfth Night, which is the 5th or 6th of January, depending on whether you want to start counting on Christmas Day or Boxing Day. For Christians, the 6th is Epiphany, commemorating the arrival of the three wise men, so that's the date they often choose. But some people leave their tree up even longer, until the 2nd of February, which is Candlemas, just as they did during the Middle Ages, when decorations were kept up for 40 days after Christmas. For others, New Year's Day is quite late enough, especially if they feel they've already been looking at their tree every day since opening their Advent calendars. For them, 1st of January is the ideal opportunity to be rid of any remnants of 2025 and begin life anew. Dare it be mentioned, but there are actually those among us who are eager to start taking the tree apart as soon as possible, namely Boxing Day, and may even have begun doing so already. A middle road may be taken by mothers wanting their homes to return to normal and their children's help in removing all those decorations. They will probably adopt the well-known approach of letting out a sigh one afternoon and saying sadly, "Come on then, I suppose we'd better take the tree down before you go back to school." And this is likely to be around the 3rd or 4th of January. I wonder which camp you fall into. I must admit I like to keep mine up until Twelfth Night. Lots less dusting to do.